Well, to give the ones that are desired in the questionnaire, for a very small car, I think the current going term is subcompact, which is what I drive. As far as I'm concerned, the smaller the better, the easier to park and to maneuver and so forth. And I suppose a compact car would almost always be the same as a two-door car, and then above that a four-door car. Now, as to the difference between coupe and sedan, I have never known what it was. I still don't know. People have told me, and then I forget immediately. That's one of the things I just don't pay any attention to. Hard top as opposed to a convertible. A convertible is a car on which the top goes down. But I think those are virtually obsolete now. I would never point to a car and say that's a hard top.
What about big fancy cars? Probably very
I've heard them called gas hogs. I don't know that I really have a personal term for them.
And something that a lot of families find convenient because of space. You usually have the tailgate, you know, in the back of the bus stand.
Station wagon.
What about different makes, you know, general types of trucks, maybe delivery trucks, that sort of thing?
Well, I would probably have said delivery truck.
Sorry.
A van is the same thing. Yeah, with a closed load bed, it's a van or a delivery truck. You might specify the type of delivery truck, but that's about it. And I imagine I'd just say pickup for the open load bed.
What about something that you might take from the airport rather than
limousine?
And what about public transportation here in town?
At the present time, I always would say a MARTA bus. MARTA means Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority. Before MARTA took over the buses, I would just have said a bus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about that?
Oh, before we had buses, we had streetcars. Yeah, we've talked about that. Okay.
What about the part of a car
dashboard?
And something over on the right where you might keep maps and that sort of thing?
Glove compartment.
Do you ever keep gloves in your glove compartment?
No. There's an umbrella in there.
Uh-huh.
A folding umbrella.
Uh-huh. Very big glove
compartment. A long, narrow one.
okay. And,
no, I take it back about the gloves. I don't think there are any in there now, but I often have had gloves in there because in the summertime when the steering wheel gets so hot you can't touch it without burning your hand, you need to put something on. So yes, I've kept gloves in my glove compartment.
And these elastic things, you know, that you might wrap around back, tape boxes.
Rubber band.
And the little metal things you might keep papers together with.
Well, the first thing that came into my mind was gem clip, although normally I used to say gem clip when I was younger, and I've heard more people saying paper clip, and so most of the time now I say paper clip.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously I'd use both.
Okay. And the part of the car where you keep your spare time?
Trunk. I wish I knew another name for it, but I don't.
You don't like trunk?
No, it's just that we need some synonyms for trunk.